are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate and VistaCare. And joining me this morning from the South Dakota Discovery Center, we've got intern Katie and Mary. Good morning, ladies.
Jan,
I did it again. My goodness. My brain was on the intern because the other intern is Mary. Oh, it really is a Monday on a Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
And how was the 4th for you ladies?
It was good. I have a dog who hates fireworks, so kind of keep her under control. But other than that, it was pretty good.
Our cats are not big fans of that either. They kind of found a spot in a nice, dark, quiet place, so totally understand. But this week is kind of a little bit of a break for camps for you, but that doesn't mean there aren't more coming up.
Yeah, so this week we're taking our week off. We've officially reached the halfway point, so we just got done with our 5th camp last week, and we have about 5 more left for the summer. Our next one's coming up is we have our colleges camp coming up next week for our 3rd through 5th graders, and there we're going to do a lot of exploring of our different communities, populations that surround us in the dirt, in the trees, on the ground. We'll talk about different types of birds, build a birdhouse, bird feeder. We'll have an entomologist come speak to us about all the creepy crawly things that live around us. And then the week after that, we actually have our second and I think our final opportunity for our middle schoolers for the summer. We'll have our programmer camp. So we'll talk a lot about programming, talk a little bit about coding, play with a couple of fun little gadgets that the Discovery Center has, as well as play a few games to kind of get into the mindset of what that programming language looks like.
That sounds good.
And starting next Tuesday afternoon at 2:30 is Think Like an Engineer for our 3 to 5 year olds. We're going for the next 4 Tuesdays. We will be building towers and bridges and vehicles, and we'll see if the vehicles can go across the bridges. And we're going to do a little computer work as well, playing with some bots and seeing, you know, how we can make something do something for us.
Very nice. So some fun things ahead for the kids over once we get into the next week here. Is there still room in the camps if, you know, parents want to get the kids signed up?
Yes, there's still room in all of the camps, and at, you know, sd-discovery.org is our website.
Yep, and you can sign up. I think registration closes early the morning of, so up till that weekend before camp starts, you can sign them up, and we'll be ready for them Monday morning.
Fantastic.
Yep. And we're also working on our preschool classroom, getting ready to do some remodeling in there. And preschool starts the week after Labor Day on either Wednesday mornings or Friday mornings. And there it's science and math and just playing around with the world around us.
That sounds like a lot of fun. It's going to be here before we know it.
That's
so
right. That's
be thinking about that. And there is still a little need to, you know, for the stars to get the planetarium kind of to the finish line.
Yes, for our new planetarium skybox. It's called Reach for the Stars. You can go in and for $25 get your star put on the windows in the upstairs mezzanine windows, and we can take all the help we can get.
Fantastic. So, yeah, stop in, get a star, get the kids signed up for the great camps coming up, and just enjoy all the great things you've got for the whole family there at the Discovery Center.
Yep. And if you need any more information on any of our events coming up, you can check out our website at sd-discovery.org or give us a call at 605-224-8295.
And don't forget, we are on Facebook.
We are on Facebook, South Dakota Discovery Center.
Easy to find.
Well, we are available everywhere.
That's right. And there's a lot of fun to be had, so make sure you get on down there. Thank you, ladies, for stopping in. Go dodge those raindrops, but much-needed raindrops. So,
not complaining.
A lot of happy people around Central South Dakota.
Yes.
Thank you very much. There's Jan and intern Katie joining us this morning for the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at Lee Real Estate and VistaCare.